Hey everybody, Greg Laurie here. You're listening to the Greg Laurie Podcast, and my objective is to deliver, hopefully, compelling practical insights in faith, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. To find out more about our ministry, just go to our website, harvest.org. So thanks for joining me for this podcast. Can God work through weakness? Oh yes. Check this out. A disability can turn into a special ability. What do I mean by that? I mean, if your life has been perfect, I don't know anyone who has a perfect life, but let's just say it's been reasonably pain-free, no crisis, no trauma yet, just wait. And you say, well, listen, you need to follow Jesus like I do, and your life would be great. And they'll say, well, look at you, everything's going well. I mean, you know, you don't know what it's like to go through hardship. Well, what about if someone has gone through hardship? What if someone has lost a loved one? What if someone has a disability, even a severe disability, and still they can say, follow Jesus? That's a powerful testimony. And in some ways, it can be even more effective than a person who does not have the disability or the difficulty. It's a way in which God can be glorified. I want to introduce you now to a man who personifies that. His name is Nick Vujicic. And Nick was born in Australia to a wonderful Christian family. His father is a pastor, was doing a church plant. But Nick was born without his limbs. No arms and no legs. He was raised in this loving Christian home and affirmed. But when Nick got into school, you know how kids can be. They can be cruel. And it was hard for him. There were times Nick even wished he could just die. But one day he realized that God could use his hardship as a way to inspire others. And he committed himself to do that. And since then he has traveled around the world. And he speaks and shares his story. And in a moment, we're going to hear from Nick in person. Welcome, Nick Vujicic.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you.
We've had a great time getting to know each other a little bit today. And so wonderful to hear of all that God is doing through your life, Nick. And let's just go back for a moment to your birth. I know you don't remember that, but your parents do, of course, and they've described it for you. Take us back to that day when you were born, and what happened?
Well, the doctors actually had no idea that I was going to be born without limbs, and my mum was a nurse, so she even made sure that we had the best doctors in town in Melbourne, Australia, and she was describing that moment with me just a couple years ago, just in detail, and she said, when I was born, the moment I was born, she saw that, you know, obviously something was wrong. The doctor went pale and held me down low enough so she couldn't see what was going on. And then she saw my dad sort of look across, and then he went pale, and without a word, he left the room. And then she saw these nurses gathering and starting to cry, and she's like, what? What's going on? And my parents were explaining to me that it took actually 4 months before they came to terms with it. And I mean, they weren't just Christians, they were, you know, church planters, you know, good Christians, you know, and the question was, well, why would God let that happen? I mean, after all their obedience, right? Obedience brings blessing, that God will protect you, that God is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Yeah. But I mean, it was just amazing when everyone had that shock, that grief, mourning as if someone had died, asking God why.
So, but they, in time, learn how to deal with it, I looked at some of the old photos from your childhood. It looks like, you know, you're loved by your family. You had brothers and sisters.
I do.
And none of them were born with this disability.
Correct.
And so, but you're in a nurturing, loving family. You're in the church. But then when you got into school, kids can be cruel, and there were some hard times there, weren't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Before I went to school, I didn't think of myself as anything weird, or I knew that I had no arms, no legs. It's not like I woke up one morning and go, what happened? You know, it's like, so you look yourself in the mirror, it's like, whoa. But it's like, I'll go to school and I'm like, I know I have no limbs. I know I was a little bit different, but I didn't think it was such a deal. And going to the school grounds, it was like, Nick, you look weird, and all these sorts of names and laughing and pointing their finger at me. And I started to think, well, maybe I am different to a point where I'm not valuable. Maybe I don't have any worth. Maybe I don't have any purpose. And that was the struggle I had, because life without purpose is life without meaning. And life without meaning is life without hope.
Yeah.
And I came to a point in my life a couple times where I just wanted to just end it, because I thought that, well, I can't change this, right? It's logical that if God loves me and I'm in pain, well, then He's going to change it because He wants me happy. And I just didn't understand the plans that God has for us. I mean, it said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that God has a hope, plan, and a future. But I just didn't get it.
Yeah, Jeremiah 29, 11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Correct.
So at some point, it dawned on you as a young boy facing this disability that God could be glorified through your life and good could come out of this. How did that come about?
Absolutely. I share with people that there are two turning points in my life that happened. I mean, so many people say, well, Nick, you wanted to give up in life, and, you know, I'm there. I'm in a dark hole, Nick. How did you get out? And, you know, many people, you know, say, please say hi to your mom and dad for us, because, you know, we admire what they've done. And yes, a lot of credit goes to my parents in instilling these values and attitudes, and, you know, singing Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. They've done an amazing job, because I'm so good looking.
He is good looking.
Thank you. No, I didn't.
You are.
That one didn't work. Anyway, but what happened was, I know that it's ultimately glory to God. And in the wisdom that God gave my parents, my mom actually exposed me to other people's pain and other people's circumstances. So first of all, I know that I'm not the only one. And knowing that it's okay not to understand what's going on, to know that God loves you. And I started to be thankful at age 13. Instead of being angry at God, God, I have no arms, no legs, I have no limbs. Thank you, God, for my little foot, you know, my little chicken drumstick. And, and you know, I share with many people that just because you don't see the plans that God has for you, it doesn't mean that He doesn't have one. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
Many people think I've only got one foot. Why? Because you haven't seen this one. Look at this one. Hello! Can you see this one? Right? And you wouldn't... Where is it? Can you see it, right? I got a little foot on there. And just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so whether we feel God or not, or we know what's going on in the future, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow.
That's right. You know, and I think that as you joke, people don't know what to do. You know, it's like, well, should I laugh? Because they don't want to laugh at you. But you use humor as a great way to diffuse tension.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that from watching videos of you ahead of time and just hanging out with you, is that you joke about all kinds of, you know, joke about your disability.
Right.
And there's some funny stories. One of them was, a boy saw you and he wanted to know what happened to you. Tell me what happened there.
Right. I mean, I'm in my electric wheelchair going down to any public places, and everybody looks at me, and especially kids. And I love freaking kids out. It's so, so much fun. There was this one little boy who saw me and he freaked out. He goes, "What happened?" And I went up to him and I go, "Cigarettes." And
let that be a warning.
It's a
to
classic.
You.
Don't smoke. I sometimes say, "I didn't clean my room." The parents love that one. Seriously, love it.
Now, you were in a car once at a light, because when you're in a car at a light, or in a car in general, if someone sees you, they wouldn't necessarily know you have a disability. What happened there?
Right. So this woman comes up in her car next to us, and obviously, like you said, they have no idea that I have no arms, no legs. And so I look at her, she looks at me, and I'm like, cool, let's have some fun here. So I grab the seatbelt in my mouth, and I loosen it like this. And then in the car seat, I just did this. And she must have thought that I did a 360 with my head. Because her reaction was like, I never seen anybody so desperate for a green light in my life. It was fantastic.
Well, speaking of green lights, a lot of green lights for you and your ministry, and open doors of opportunity that are really fantastic. You've been featured on 2020.
Yes.
And also, you're going to be a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show coming up. And so that he'll be a powerful witness for Christ. Yes. And you travel around the world. Now, how many countries have you been to, Nick?
Approximately 14.
14.
I count them all in my fingers.
Yeah, right. And so how many people do you figure you've spoken to at this point?
2 million people face to face.
And you were telling me that, and here's the thing you need to know about Nick is, he goes and shares his story, but he preaches the gospel.
Correct.
And how many people have responded, made professions of faith at those meetings?
From our estimations, 140,000.
140,000. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And you're writing a new book.
Correct.
What's the title of that going to
be? No Limbs, No Limits.
That's great. And that's also the name of this DVD.
Yeah.
And this is these are like scenes from your trips that you've taken.
Correct.
And what else would we find
there's
here?
There's an Asian tour on there. I mean, it's just amazing to see how God can use a man without arms, legs to be his hands and feet in such a way that others haven't been used. We were able to go to Indonesia and a lot of places that are close to the gospel. That trip's there and also testimony. But it's a wonderful evangelistic tool. Yeah. You can't go to a friend out there who won't go to church and say, hey, check this DVD out about this, you know, Jesus Christ guy. No, what you do is this. You say, hey, there's a DVD about this guy without arms and legs. He's from down under. Oh, really? And then they find out it's about Jesus Christ anyway. And we have had, you know, amazing testimonies of how many people are being touched. And
you're using your story to tell his story.
This is his love story for me.
Amen.
This is it. It's his story. His love story of how much he loves me.
And you have a new project you're working on. It's a two-disc DVD set called Verve.
Verve.
Yeah, that's... When I say verve, now how do you pronounce verve?
Verve.
That sounds much
in
better.
Australia.
That's the King's English.
Is that more prom?
Verve sounds much better.
Is that proper?
It's proper,
Is that nice?
Here we say verve.
Verve. Verve. You hardly open your verve. Anyway, Verve is the new product. And I don't know if you ever heard that name before. Have you heard Verve? I don't know. I didn't until we came up with the name recently. A couple words that describe Verve are the words that I can describe about my life and the Spirit of God in me. For instance, passion, vigor, enthusiasm, spirit, vitality, energy, power, drive, inspire, and so forth. And this basically DVD is about not just a testimony of ours that's recent, but including a clip from Johnny Erickson Tata. From Johnny and Friends. We're very good friends with
them. Wonderful lady.
Yeah, and this really, really nice guy called Greg Lowry, hopefully.
We're recording this right now.
So we are.
Yeah, so that might end up on there.
This actually will end up on there, Lord willing, and most of it, if not all of it.
Well,
and we're honored to partner up with you, Pastor Greg,
and
on any
level. And we are with you
level.
As well, Nick.
It's just an honor to be here. But the one thing more that I want to say about that new DVD is you get free shipping if you order it for pre-sale. And the most exciting part for me, I think, is going to be the Colombian summary and also a mini documentary about a little man with no arms and no legs that I meet and I met last year and how my life impacted theirs for the glory of God. And it's just incredible. We filmed 10 hours yesterday. And
wow.
Can I tell you the story?
Yes.
September of last year, I was speaking at a church about how God can use your circumstances for the glory of his name. And that he's more interested in in changing your heart than your circumstance. Mm-hmm. And so here I am talking about, maybe one day I'm going to meet somebody in my circumstance. And lo and behold, in the crowd, there's this 19-month-old boy with no arms and no legs and a little chicken drumstick like mine. And I know what a difference that would have made for me if I was a kid to look at somebody older already living that experience. And his parents got to meet my parents that week, and I witnessed a marvelous miracle. And yesterday when we were interviewing his mother, I was brought to tears because when we were interviewing her, she shared something that I didn't know. She said, Nick, when I hugged you, I felt like I was hugging my son 24 years later. And that to me, I mean, you can't give me anything in the world to replace that. And this is the thing. My purpose in life, no matter what happens, I know is to bring glory to God, to tell somebody else that Jesus Christ can set you free, that who the Son sets free is free indeed, that fear... Yeah. Sin, fear, and guilt are going to hold you back more than having no arms and no legs. It's the greatest disability of all. And Jesus Christ, though, can come and set you free and bring you life and renew your mind and live a life of purpose, a greater purpose for his name. And I just want to challenge everybody out there that just because you don't think you have something or you wish you had something different in your life, what if the Lord let you go through a circumstance just so that one other soul would come to know about Jesus Christ through you? They can look at you and say, well, you got the same thing as me, but why do you smile? And so many people come up and say, Nick, how come you smile? Well, it's because the joy of the Lord is my strength. To know that no matter what comes against me, if God is with me, hey, He can do all things.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So there's probably somebody listening to this right now and they say, hey, man, I'm hurting. I'm going through hardship and maybe not the hardship you've gone through, but you were talking earlier, and I thought it was really great, about how we have different kinds of pain, and right. It's all pain is pain, you know, right. And we all have our struggles. What would you say to someone that maybe like you at one point in your life feels like they can't go on another day, or someone that doesn't have this hope or this joy that radiates from your life, Nick?
Absolutely. I know that many people, subconsciously, so many people today even, they come up, Nick, I'll never ever complain again in my life. I'm like, tomorrow is Monday morning, all right? So like, get over it. But many people subconsciously actually compare their suffering to my suffering and say, Nick, I could never imagine to be in your shoes, metaphorically speaking. But the thing is this. Oh, you just got that? Nice. Thanks. Yeah. But the thing is this, on a serious note, don't you dare think that I'm suffering more than you. Because I could find you a 16-year-old girl who would give up their arms and legs if something else would change in her life. If she had a father, if she had a home, if something else didn't happen in her life. And I could very well look at that girl and say, oh my goodness, I could never imagine that pain. There is no hope in comparing each other's sufferings, but there is hope in the name of the Lord. Because only He has set us free from sin. Only He gives us His Spirit inside of us to be the strength, to become more than conquerors, to know that my circumstance doesn't need to change for me to be happy. You can't argue with this smile, this joy in my eyes. It's real. You see my real pain and you see my real strength. That verse that you said, when I'm weak, then I am strong.
Yeah.
Well, that is the strength of God. And my greatest desire and your greatest desire, if you know who God is to display His strength. Thank God that first of all, He has never forgotten you. He's never forgotten you. He will never leave you or forsake you, even though I know how that feels. When you feel like He's so far away, He's right here and He loves you. And He made sure that you're looking right into my eyes and hearing what's coming out of my mouth, because this is the Holy Spirit telling you that He loves you. He has a plan for you. Never give up on God, because God will never give up on you. You pray for a miracle or a circumstance to change. You know, sometimes I still pray for arms and legs. But you know what's awesome? If I don't get the miracle, I know that I am already a miracle for somebody else. And you can be the miracle.
New voice.
Praise God.
Thank you. Hey everybody, Greg Laurie here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. And to learn more about Harvest Ministries, please subscribe and consider supporting this show. Just go to harvest.org. And by the way, if you want to find out how to come into a personal relationship with God, go to knowgod.org. That's knowgod.org.